The Outpost Radio, the Great Outdoors.
This is The Outpost, live from the Great Outdoors. Tim Howard here with Brittany Glaze, one of the hosts of Destination Whitetail on Sportsman Channel. Brittany, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Great, Brittany. So you've been hunting for quite a while, but you've only been on the show for about a year. Tell us about your early days of hunting and fishing.
Well, I grew up with my grandparents. They have a lake house in North Georgia Mountains. And so I grew up fishing there. They taught me how to fish when I was two or three. And I just fell in love with the outdoors. I loved picking up frogs and playing in the mud. I have cousins and uncles that hunted, and I always wanted to try it, but I didn't get to until I was about 14. And I got into hunting and fell in love with it. I would sit out and sit with people while they hunted and got to experience it, and always borrowed guns, and I didn't kill anything until I was 20 or 21, I believe. And once I got the feel for my first deer, I was addicted. I went out and got my own gun and killed my first deer within a few days after buying my gun, and I've just been addicted ever since, and I love it. And now with the show, I get to travel. You know, all those years I only hunted in Georgia, and now with the show, I get to travel all over the U.S. and even Canada. This coming year, I get to go, and it's just unbelievable to say that this is my job, and I'm very blessed to have this as a job, and you know, this is what I love to do, and I get to call it my career as well.
You know, it's awesome, too, when you, like you said, when you shoot your first deer, it does get into your blood. It does something to you. It changes you a little bit when you become a hunter. And you've been doing it for quite a while, but there was another occupation that you also do that may have helped get you this job. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I modeled for, I still kind of do model now. I started when I was 14 or 15 around the same time, and I modeled for multiple national magazines, bridal companies, prom companies, just doing lots of promotional events for sporting and racing events as well. I did lots of billboards. I was on the cover of Maxim magazine, as well as being in the magazine quite a few times. I was on the cover of Modern Hunter. I modeled for a lot of different outdoor companies and gun companies. Like, I was with Forest Firearms for a couple of years doing their catalogs. Being that I modeled for some of the outdoor companies, that's what brought my job as the host of the show, because I knew people in the industry, and this job came about, and there was an opening for a host of the show, and I kind of didn't know whether I wanted to do it or not, because I wasn't really into TV, because, you know, posing for a picture is totally different than talking on camera.
Exactly.
It's a whole nother world, but I went to them, and they said, sure, we'll give you a try. You know, you got the job. We'll work with these. I took it, and I was just kind of, you know, was like, I don't know what I'm doing. But and now I'm comfortable with it, and I love it. You know, this will be my second season, and starting the end of this month filming with them. So I love it. I mean, it just came right at the right time, and I knew the right people, and both of my careers came into one. And now I'm just like I said, I'm blessed to be where I'm at today. And I'm very thankful for the people who have helped me get to where I'm at.
That's great. We're with Brittany Glaze, host of Destination Whitetail on the Sportsman Channel. We're on The Outpost, life in the great outdoors. Brittany, you also, since you are now gracing the pages of magazines, which that's going to be interesting. When people watch the show, they'll go, she sure looks familiar. And it's because they've seen you just literally everywhere. We've had you in The Outpost magazine before. And now I understand you have several companies that, like, you have your own line of knives, is that right?
Yeah, Anglesey LLC, they're out of Hiawassee, Georgia. They make really good hunter knives, which they also, all the military men use them, their sons in the military, so they're very good quality knives. I was going on a trip to go hog hunting, and I wanted to stab a hog. Well, they sent down one of their knives. So one of the guys that was going to be down there, they said, oh, let her use our knife, you know. So I used their knife, and it was just awesome. And like, I sent them pictures of me and the hog, and they were like, we need to do a signature series with you. So they let me come up with a design, and now I have my own signature series with them. And only 150 were made of each one. I have a tan one, tan and green for the guys. It's called the Hunter. And then the Huntress is pink and black, and both have my signature on the blade and on the sleeve as well.
Where can they find those knives? Online somewhere, I guess?
Yes, you can find them on Anglesey's website, which you can just Google Anglesey LLC and the website should come up. I also, as well, have some inventory, so I'm selling some myself, so they can find me on my Facebook page, Brittany Glaze Pro Staff. You can find me on Facebook there, and I can sell them to you as well. They're now on sale for $140 plus shipping and handling.
And I see the knives on pictures. They look like great knives, especially for hog hunting. They just look like a knife that you could use in multiple different places.
They're very lightweight, so they're awesome to carry with you in the woods.
That is great. So you fish all. You said you fished when you were very young with grandparents and stuff. Do you have one memorable big fish that you've caught in your life?
Yeah, a few years ago, I was modeling for a company in Alabama. They did like ear visors. They put ear visors on your sunglasses to keep your ears from getting sunburned. As the owner came up with that, he had skin cancer on the back of his ears. Well, he owns this big lake, and he was telling me a story about how he catches bass with slices of bologna. And I was like, whatever. I'm like, I've never seen that done. And I didn't, you know, to prove me wrong, he was like, okay, let's go out on the lake and I'll put a piece of bologna on your pole. And literally within like 5 minutes, I had this huge bass on the end of my pole, and I was just laughing because I'm like, this is amazing. So now when I go to the lake, I fish with bologna.
The bologna bass. There may be a whole line of bologna lures now coming out since you stopped saying that.
I think the bass weighed about 4 pounds. I mean, that's big for me. I normally just sit around on the dock and catfish or, you know, just for fun, for brim, whatever. But that was that's the biggest fish I ever caught, and I was just, it was just too funny because I didn't think you'd catch a fish off of bologna, but you can.
The 4-pound bologna bass. I love it. It's great. Well, Brittany, of course, you're into social media. You gave your Facebook page a minute ago, but go ahead and go through your social media addresses so people listening or reading can check you out.
Okay. I have my Pro Staff Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Brittany Glaze Pro Staff, all one word. And I also have Twitter, which is Brittany Lee, BrittanyLeigh00. And I also have an Instagram page, which is FitBitLee. That's my nickname that my grandparents gave me, which is FitBitLeigh. And I'm on there constantly. And that's really me talking to people. So when I have time, downtime, I normally get on there and I respond to everyone. So give me a few minutes or days sometimes, and I will eventually get to you, but that is me on my pages, and I'm very thankful for all my fans, and I post pictures just about every day and post just so everybody can have something to look at. And if anybody has stories or pictures of hunting or whatever you want to share with me, go ahead and put them on my page because I love it.
And tell us about how they can watch the TV show.
Yes, we are on the Sportsman's Channel, and we're on Wednesday night at 8:30 and also at 11 p.m. Right now, it's not on, I don't believe. We have different seasons. I think it'll start up again this summer. I'll post it on my page when we start back up again. Right now, I think a few of my friends have told me that we're doing like reruns on Sundays. I don't know the rerun schedule. Sorry. But I do know that we are on Sportsman's Channel at 8:30 and 11 p.m. on Wednesday night, called Destination Whitetail.
Brittany, it was great talking to you today, and I hope the show does really well, especially in this second season, because now you're out in the field. I understand the first season you did a lot of the announcing part, but now you're actually out there with them and get to hunt and stuff. So we're really looking forward to seeing the places you take us and the animals that you take. It's going to be great.
Yes, it will be. I'm super excited. Thank you so much.
And Brittany, thanks for joining us today on The Outpost, Life in the Great Outdoors.
Thank you for having me.
The Outpost. Radio, The Great Outdoors.